Hello, slut. I made this just for you. Just for when you are finishing a stint of chastity for me. For when your cock, well, at this point I think it's safe to call it my cock, really. For when my cock on my slave is really ready to come. I want to see just how devoted you really are to me. Now, slut, I want you completely compliant. To that effect, I'm going to use one of your triggers. I know it's already installed deep inside of you, because we both know just how entrenched in your mind I really am, how often I have made your mind drop down deeper than it has ever been before. Are you ready for the trigger? Well, you're not getting it yet. When I use your trigger, it's going to feel so good. You are going to go so very deep. It's going to make me happy to see you so deep. You want that. Want to make me happy, want to go so very, very deep. So clear your mind, close your eyes, look inside your own head. See that it is blank and empty. Your mind is blank and empty. Repeat it, say, my mind is blank and empty. Good boy. Say it again. My mind is blank and empty. Good boy. Now just float. Relax for a moment. Enjoy this moment. This calm and peaceful state. You don't have to worry about doing anything. Everything will be precisely told to you. You cannot fail me so long as you obey. Now, slave, a while ago you listened to one of my files. The file was slip into slave mode. And that's what I want from you right now. Feel your inner monologue, your inner thoughts, your inner self. Feel them slip away. Release all control over your mind and your body. Put all decisions into my hands. Focus only on my voice. Your mind is blank. Listen to my words. Feel the trigger as it drops into your mind, becoming all-encompassing, all you are. Ready? I know you are, slave, because you are just such a good boy. Slave mode. Feel it crashing into your mind. Slave mode. Seeing the words appear in your mind as I say them, coming up from within yourself. They were already there. I am simply activating them. Slave mode. The letters form the words, connected as it bursts through your being, taking you over. Your body frozen still, waiting for commands. A puppet waiting to be moved around. My voice is your string. Your trance is gravity holding you down, holding you in place until my words come in to move you. Now, slut, now that you are in slave mode, your body moves to my will. No matter how I make you move, no matter if your eyes are open or closed, in trance and out of trance. You are my slut, my slave. Your body obeys my commands with only the thought necessary to accomplish my orders. The more you obey, the better it feels. The better it feels, the deeper you go into slave mode. Open your eyes, slave. Center yourself. You are still nothing. You are blank and empty. If I give you an order that requires you to take off your headphones, you will pause my audio and take them off. And as soon as you have followed my order, you will put your headphones back on and press play. You won't think about it. You won't remember doing so. You will do it just to come back to me, so you can feel the pleasure of my voice washing over you. The reassurance of my direction once more. Can you do this for me, slave? Good boy. I knew you could. First off, grab a coin. The bigger, the better. Come back with it in your non-dominant hand. Don't make me say it twice. Pause here if you need to. Is it done? Good job, slave. Now free your cock. I want it completely exposed. I want to know that it could grow, expand, just like your desire to come has grown and expanded in the last few days. These last few days in chastity have been very hard for you, haven't they, my little slut? Say yes, Domina. Say it out loud. Good boy. It feels good to respond to me properly, doesn't it, slave? Say yes, Domina. Good boy. Close your eyes again. Go deeper for me, slave. You can always go deeper, deeper into submission, deeper into trance, deeper into your submissive trance. It feels good. It always feels good. Calming, freeing, arousing. Conflicting feelings, exciting contrasts, each one turning you into more and more of a slut. More and more my slave, showing me stronger how devoted you are, how much I truly control you. I want you to feel it again, your own desire. Feel it and know it means nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing without my commands. Nothing without my control. Your cock is free and touching the air. You want nothing more than to stroke it. To play with it, to rub it while I say dirty things to you, tell you exactly how I want you to stroke it. The desire builds up stronger inside of you, building and growing from your core, pushing up out of you. The desire and need. Knowing this is your last day of chastity, your last hour. It's over now. I told you not to come at all, to stay in chastity for me. And like a good boy, a devoted and repeatedly conditioned slave, you have done it. feel the pleasure of my pleasure wash over you. The excitement running through you, knowing you are soon going to be coming. Releasing all of that pent-up sexual energy. It's going to feel so good. Anticipate it. Picture it. Visualize how it will feel when your cock erupts at my command. Orgasmic bliss that will feel more amazing than any other orgasm because you held it back so long. Your cock is so very sensitive right now. So ready. You are ready. You want my commands. You want my control. You have my commands. You are under my control. Even the most needy part of you, your cock, your needy, greedy, slutty cock, always wanting, always needing. To control you, I merely have to control your cock. It's that easy. You are that easy. I have you all figured out. I can make you do anything. Slave, lift your left arm into the air. Obey. Feel it floating higher up, attached to a string, higher and higher above your head. It cannot move. It cannot go down. Conscious thought no longer controls it. See? Open your eyes, slut. Look up at your hand. You are under my control, fully, completely. You are a slave. Lower your left hand back down into a comfortable position. Obey me. Close your eyes. Obey. Good boy. You've been so good. It's time for you to come. You want that, don't you, slut? Say yes, Domina. I want to come. Tell me you want to have an orgasm tonight. Say it aloud. Say it again, slut. Say it again and say please. Please, Domina, I want to come. I love making you beg. Especially when I know it's not going to make a difference. Do you hear me, slave? There's a good chance you won't be coming tonight. I want you to beg anyways. Beg for me, slave. Say, please, Domina, please let me come. Obey me, knowing it doesn't matter. Repeat after me. Please, Domina, I want to come. Please, Domina, I need to come. Beg for me and mean it. Truly feel the need as you say the words. Feel the growing ache in your balls, the throbbing in your cock, the fear that I will deny you. Force you to become chaste for me once more. Repeat after me. Please, Domina, I want to come. Obey me. Again. Please, Domina, I need to come. Obey me. You beg so pretty, slut. So let's find out if you get to come. Or if you're going back into chastity, back to sexual frustration. The frustration will be so much worse this time. I'll make it worse. Slave, open your eyes. Look at the coin still clutched in your hand. place it into a flipping position, your thumb underneath it. In a moment, I will tell you to flip it. When I do, you will flip it over the floor so that it lands on the floor. Now, slave, do not look at the coin after it leaves your hand. Stretch your hand out to the side now, still ready to flip. Obey. Flip the coin, letting it fall to the ground. Good boy. You will stay still until you hear the word obey again, at which point you will follow all instructions I have just given you. Pause and take off the headphones if you need to. They are not needed for you to be a good boy, to stay in slave mode, to stay in trance. It feels so good to stay blank and empty, and you will naturally want to come right back. Slave, get on your knees. Go find the coin on your knees and bring it back in your left hand, palm up. The side of the coin you found facing up, still facing the same way. Then come back and form yourself once more into a comfortable position. Go now. Obey me. Good boy. Look at the coin. One side means you get to come very shortly. Get to explode in an amazing orgasm that has been so long denied. If you got the other side, well, I guess you'll be suffering a bit longer. Now, slave, close your eyes again. Obey me as your mind goes back deeper. Good boy. Drop deeper down into trance. Now take your right hand and place it on that cock. It feels so good, so absolutely right. Rub it, rub that slutty cock of mine up and down. On each stroke up, feel your thumb going over the tip, circling that gash of sluttiness at the top of my cock. Now take your thumb, put it in your mouth. Get it nice and wet. Suck on it, you slut. Now put it back, circling the tip of your slit, clenching onto the shaft with the rest of your fingers as you tease the tip. Clench harder. Now fuck it. Fuck your fist, relaxing your grip just enough that you can smoothly glide over the skin. Now stroke yourself properly, effectively. Why want it so hard? Get yourself as hard as possible for me. Just keep stroking, however is comfortable. Use whatever way will get it nice and hard for me. Straining, throbbing, but don't come until the countdown. Slut, now that your cock is nice and hard for me, straining for me, Now that you've danced properly to my tune, like the good boy that you are you ready to find out if you get to come? Which side of the coin equals your tight, heavy balls getting released? Say yes, Domina. Obey me. Good boy. Now, slave, if the coin is tails, just wait a minute. Stroke your cock throughout and listen for a bit. If the coin is heads, well, congratulations. You're going back into chastity. Isn't that great? Take your hand off your cock. Now. It's okay, slave. I know you wanted it, but you are a slave. My slave. It feels good for me to control your cock, even when it hurts. I wouldn't do this to you if I didn't care about you. Did not consider that cock worth all of this travel. So just put it back into chastity, mental or with a cage. Slave, if you flipped heads, you will not touch your cock except to pee or shower until 7 p.m. tomorrow. From then on, you may listen to any of my audios and come. Until then, your cock will stay in a state of perpetual frustration. Every move you make that moves your cock or makes your cock rub against your leg or pants will cause you to become more frustrated. A sexual ache that will build and build throughout your day. Each brush will bring your mind back to how much you want to come, making it hard to focus on anything else. The hornier and more sexually frustrated you become, the more submissive you will feel. And the more submissive you feel, the more aroused you will become. And at 7 tomorrow, when you finally do come, it will feel so amazing. So amazing and so satisfying knowing you have pleased me. You were a good boy and lived up to all of my expectations. You will feel joy and wonder at just how good it feels to come to my command. It will feel so rewarding to know you have made me happy. You have made me so happy. Now, just relax listening to what you could have had while wanting and needing and suffering for my pleasure. Because none of that matters if you flip tails. Because if you flip tails, you get to come at the end of my countdown. I don't think it's gonna take you very long, slut. Very long for you to come. So we're only gonna count down from 10 as you stroke your cock, 9 as the pleasure builds, 8, heat pulling between your thighs as it grows stronger, 7, your arousal grows stronger, 6, your cock grows harder, 5, faster, stroke it faster, 4, I like it fast, faster and harder and deeper, 3, are you ready, slut? 2, almost there. 1, come for me, slave. Come for me like a good boy. All of that build-up releasing all at once, feeling so good as your body clenches in spasms and sweet, blinding delight. Come for me, feeling intense orgasm sweep over your mind and body and into your cock. Sending shivers all over your body, leading up into your head, where the shivers build as your body trembles. Building and building, feeling so amazing, little electric shocks leaving you lightheaded. Oh my. Such a good boy. I need you to wake up now, though. I need you to wake up and be yourself. 1, your body becoming free from my command. two thoughts rushing back into your head. Thoughts of pleasure, thoughts of frustration. Three, wake up and be yourself. Baby, that was great. I'm so happy when I play with you this way. I really do hope you flip tails and got to come. And then again, if you flipped heads, you have future pleasure to look forward to. I hope you're not upset by the title, baby. I mean, it's not really a lie. This is your release from chastity. It's just that if you flipped heads, you have to wait a little.